Despite increasing persecution in India, Christian radio expands. Uganda's civil war could be nearing an end as believers help with the orphans. And Japan's minority Christians struggle to be heard. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Persecution against Christians is a major problem in India. Despite that, Gospel for Asia is doing all they can to spread the gospel message to even more people. GFA's KP Yohannan says persecution against their people used to be isolated, but now...
It's a normal daily thing that our pastors, missionaries are beaten up, abused, churches burned down, and I'm certain this increase in persecution has everything to do with the number of people who come to Christ.
Their Christian radio programming, now in 103 languages, is contributing to that. 11 languages were just added. Yohannan says it's effective.
Their voice is heard over the radio in their own language. First time that Jesus died for them and is alive today, they can find forgiveness of sin and salvation through Christ.
He says Christian radio is prohibited there, so this kind of programming is popular.
They gravitate toward the radio. 30, 40 people sit around one transistor.
Next, the life of a refugee is filled with difficulties and challenges. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is committed to serving in refugee camps and assisting refugees through the resettlement program in Canada. The CRWRC is planning to send a group of North Americans to Uganda and Kenya to learn firsthand what a refugee faces. The purpose of the trip is to bring greater understanding to refugee sponsorship and advocacy work. If you'd like information about the trip, go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Ugandan government is confident peace talks with the Lord's Resistance Army rebels will put an end to a 20-year insurgency. The war exacerbated the country's orphan problem. Global Aid Network's Tim Burns says their team just arrived this week and began working with the children at the Noah's Ark Children's Home.
They've got up to 40 children in this home, and so they're helping them minister to those kids. They're also going out into the area, partnering with local pastors and ministering in the schools there. Just yesterday, they were able to share the gospel with 380 children at a local school. So it's a time of ministry and focus on evangelism.
Burns says anytime they go into an area, they work with local missionaries and pastors who can disciple.
In these areas where we're able to go into the schools and share the gospels, we've got local pastors there that are able to come in and continue to follow up with these children. In fact, sometimes we're able to help open the doors for those pastors to go into those schools in the first place.
Next, E3 Partners Tom Doyle says they're planning an international conference at the end of January. It's the first step in laying the groundwork for a global body.
The point would be to just show the American church what is truly happening. Obviously, we're not going to get the good news from around the world, and so many times we have trouble getting the information. So these leaders will be bringing up to date information from their area about what's going on and how God's moving.
Doyle says they're looking to resource the global church and create a support network. Many of the people they work with are in creative access countries.
I think the most important thing is to just pray for the church to stay bold in the midst of it. They know that if they're evangelistic, it's going to rock the boat and there will be some Muslim backlash. And they're like us, that at times they get tired and frustrated, but they asked that we would pray for their boldness.
And Japan is a country facing rapid social change and insecurity. Traditional and modern cultures combine to form a tremendous barrier to the gospel. Over the next 2 weeks, Send International is reaching out to Japanese youth through Christian music events. Many students invite their non-Christian friends, pray that the gospel will be clearly presented through the music, and that many Japanese youth will come to know Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.